Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, you wonderful podcast listener, we'll get to the show in a second, but first, how would you like to support the Redmen TV and get your hands on an amazing prize, a signed shirt by Liverpool defender Ibu Konate? Head on over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRedmenTV, press subscribe, and when we hit the amazing landmark of 500,000 YouTube subs, and we're very nearly there, we'll do a prize draw to one of those people, one of those subscribers, and whoever gets pulled out of the hat will win the amazing Ibu Konate shirt. That's youtube.com/TheRedmenTV. Subscribe and give yourself a chance to win this amazing prize.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. None of this international jargon, crap footy over there, players doing stuff that no one really cares about in meaningless competitions. This is the Premier League. This is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. It is Liverpool, it is Brighton, it's 3 o'clock. It is Saturday and it is back at fucking Anfield. I am Chris Pajak. I'm here to try and predict Jurgen Klopp's starting 11 for this game. It's been so long since we've had a game of footy, a proper meaningful game, a togger that matters in the Premier League. Time to get Liverpool into form for this one. And this is the team that Jurgen is going to select for that. Confidence is high. It probably shouldn't be. Anyway, we're going to start with the goalkeeper one, Alisson Becker. It's got to be, because it's not going to be Adrian. Although I do believe that Kelleher is getting close to being able to be put back on the bench, which would be nice to see. Another player that's not going to be able to make it, I don't think just yet, is Andy Robertson. So Kostas Tsimikas, I think, will keep his place at left back for this game. He's had a good season so far to me. In fact, he's had a good little start to his Liverpool career, all told. He's been here a long time now, but every time he plays, he seems to perform. So I like him, and I'm comfortable with him playing at left back for us. Virgil van Dijk is going to be at the heart of the defence with one Joel Matip. And then finally, Trent Alexander-Arnold. I would say England's Trent Alexander-Arnold, but what I would be lying, so I will say Liverpool's Trent Alexander-Arnold, best right back in world football when you consider going forwards as well as going back. And then in the middle of the midfield, Fabinho. One Thiago with multiple magnets out of position. And then I'm going to put the captain in. I'm going to put the captain, Jordan Henderson, in. I don't think Harvey Elliott's going to start this game. I do think this is going to be the midfield that Jurgen goes with. Up front, you've got a decision to be made as well. Who is going to partner Luis Diaz and Mo Salah? Is it going to be Roberto Firmino? That's what I've got my money on so far. But to be fair, we had a choice of Jota, Firmino or Nunes. Nunes, I'll go through my reasons in a little bit. But we'll start with some of the subs then for now. I'm going to go Adrian. I'm going to go Jimmy Milner. I'm going to go Big Joe G. Arta. Carvalho. Elliot. Suspense looking strong, man. Jota. Nunes, and then I think the ninth one's probably a little bit up for grabs, to be honest with you. If Konate is available for this one to be put on the bench, then I would have Konate on the bench. If not, take your pick from one of the youngsters. Obviously, we know there's no Ox, we know there's no Keita, because the day ends in Y, and those are only available on days when it doesn't end in a Y. Robbo, obviously not in with a chance just yet, but not too far away. Konate does have maybe a 50-50 chance, something like that. Kurt Jones, we know is out. Keller, we know, is close. And Ramsey is close to being able to make the subs bench as well. So, the big talking point I sort of just had then, I suppose, more than anything else, was why I've picked Bobby Firmino and why I think Jürgen Klopp will pick Bobby Firmino, I should say, in the starting number nine position. First of all, they didn't have any minutes over for Brazil, I don't believe. They certainly didn't have any starts, and they only went over to France, I think. So not that too far to travel. Whereas Nunes went all the way over to South America, obviously bagged a goal and stuff like that, but that's a long way to travel for this game when you've got two games a week coming up for the next forever until the World Cup starts. That's probably a thing. Jota, I believe, has to come off at half-time for the game against Portugal because he was tired, and I don't believe that he was in training again today. So it's probably a bit of an ask to ask him to come in and start the game of footy as well. So that's my reasoning on Roberto Firmino. Diaz and Salah need no explanation. Henderson, why do I think Jürgen's going to pick Jordan Henderson? Well, to be honest with you, I think we've been lacking the leadership of Jordan Henderson. I've really enjoyed what Harvey Elliott's done this season. I think he's playing really well so far. But I do think at times the nous of the captain could be beneficial to us. I do really like Harvey Elliott, though, and I do think it's worth him, you know, getting more and more minutes as the season goes on. But right now, I think that Jürgen will go Fabinho, Thiago and Jordan Henderson in there instead of Harvey Elliott. You've obviously got Carvalho that could back up or eventually, you know, in a couple of years' time, maybe replace Thiago. But let's get Thiago back in. Let's get him fit and firing. Let's get him playing footy the way that we know that he can play footy. And let's get him pulling the strings in this Liverpool side, because if he is pulling the strings, I think Liverpool are going to be a lot more creative. He's probably the biggest miss so far we've had this season of all the injuries. As far as the back four goes, I do think it picks itself at this point. I don't think Konate is quite there. I don't think Joe Gomez has had the best start to the season, all told. And I do think that Matip is playing, as he always does, at a really, really high level. So I'm going to get into some of the chat and stuff now. Henderson, Firmino out. Nunes and Jota in, says Emil Stenqvist. Henderson and Firmino out. Nunes and Jota in. That is a tasty, tasty, tasty.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Little bit of something. What are we doing? What are we doing here, mate? Emil, what have you got yourself into? Little four strikers and that, innit? Love it. Go ahead. How are we going to line them up? Like that? Looks a bit fucking nuts to me. But I like it. I do like it. I'm going to go to somebody else's in a second. I'm going to bring Firmino and Jordan Henderson back in. And I'm going to never do that voice ever again on a live video. So we move on. Arthur in, says Rachel Todd. Arthur. And half of his ear. Don't know whether you can see that. Got half an ear. Arthur in ear. See that? Like it? You like that one? I did that one myself. Arthur's going to play there? No, he's not, mate. He's going to go over there. Sorry, not going to happen. Arthur in, Rachel. Apologies. Could we see Arthur start? No. Little bit of a... puppy, something or other going on, if you know what I mean. We need to start taking a risk by playing Nunes. He's in great form at the moment, and we need to take advantage of it, as Nebi Nefekadu. You know what? I'd be happy. I think the longer this goes on, the more pressure it does heap onto the shoulders of Darwin Nunes, whose shoulders, I'm sure, are wide enough that they can take the pressure, but he does need to get into the starting 11, no joking about it. The longer it does go on, the harder it's going to be for Darwin Nunes. The lad needs to come in, treat this as a fresh start. If he does get the start, bag a goal at Anfield. Saturday kickoff's great, aren't they? If he can just do that, you can forget about that first portion of the season, but it's how we're going to play. And again, I come back to it, if Darwin Nunes starts, and I would like him to start, because I know what we're going to get out of Bobby Firmino, and Jota's not quite fit, sound. Otherwise, I'd have been putting Jota in. Personally, I'd have gone Thiago with Jota ahead of him if Jota's fit. But if after that, I'd have gone Nunes and then probably third for Firmino. Thiago's the guy. Can you get these passes just going straight down there? Get him over the top and all that type of stuff. Brighton aren't a side that historically in their DNA because of under the last manager and stuff like that. They're not going to sit back. They might do now, but it's not in their DNA. So there are going to be times where they're going to try and control the ball and try and bring it forward. And that's when you've got to counter. That's when Nunes would be a good shout, but I just can't see him with him travelling over to South America, that's exactly what Jürgen is going to do. I feel like Nunes needs a good run, does need a couple of games to get settled, says Yoda. I completely agree. What kind of injury for Robbo? It was a knee injury, I think, for Robbo, if I remember correctly. Daniel Buttery, we can change midfield a bit now as most of them are fit. Isn't it wonderful? Dan said this on the podcast, actually Dan Club, the other day, about having, you know, five subs and being able to utilise those subs and use those to keep players fresh and stuff like that. And that's the beautiful thing. Get back there, you son of a... That's the wonderful thing about having all of these options now and James Milner to come on to shore things up at right back very, very late on. But, you know, you can conceivably bring Jota in, give him some minutes. You can conceivably bring Darwin Nunes in, give him some minutes. If you're in a really good position, you might be able to bring these two lads in as well. Now, I know you're not allowed that many players on the pitch all at once, but you'd probably take these lads off for them, which would be fantastic. So this is the thing, isn't it? We've got lads who can A, change a game. Maybe in a Jota or a Nunes, something like that. Carvalho's proven to be able to do that as well. We've got lads who are comfortable in the first team now on the bench as well. So this is really the part of the season where everything seems to be in a position where Liverpool now can probably kick on just that little bit and start to hopefully show their true form. And this is fingers crossed, because I'm hoping that what we've seen so far this season isn't our true form. I still have belief that Liverpool can get back to the heights of and the dizzying heights of the performances of last season, but they need to show it sooner rather than later, because right now it's hope. It's not really belief, it is just hope. What we've seen on the evidence of this season hasn't been good enough. Liverpool do need to turn that round. James Stevenson, Thiago doesn't just help our general play, he helps the left hand side work better. Completely agree with that. 3-4-3 could be a genuine option to cover for Trent, ranging forwards and closing the gap that teams are targeting behind. I get it, I understand it, and I think you're probably right. If you've got a manager who wants to play as a 3-4-3 and a manager who built his sort of philosophy around it, but Jürgen built his philosophy at Dortmund, as we know, in a 4-2-3-1 formation, that's evolved into a 4-3-3 formation. It's very different to a 3 at the back. You'd sign players differently, the makeup of your entire squad is different. I just don't see right now that the makeup of our squad is a 3-4-3, and I just don't see that the manager wants to play it 3-4-3, and I don't think we maybe even have the centre-backs to be able to play that 3-4-3 in the manner of, think of what Jürgen wants. Jürgen wants to leave these two lads on a friggin' island. Why throw a third lad there? That's the whole point. It's why we've been so good. It's the amount of bodies that we can commit forward. So when you're putting a third lad there, it's just one less body that you're going to commit forward. It's not in Jürgen's philosophy, as I see it, to want to do that, to be perfectly frank. So there we go. I've just scrolled way too far past the comments there. Darwin and not Firmino, says Rachel Todd. Yeah, I can well get behind that. I think we'll see a resurgent Trent trying to prove a point to Gareth Southgate. Yeah, and I hope he does. And I don't care if it's to Gareth Southgate. I don't care if it's to the England fans. I don't care if it's to the pundits that have been calling him out. I want him to prove a point to Liverpool fans to show us that he's the best right back in the world. Because I'll be honest with you, this season, Trent hasn't been performing at that level. Trent will know that as well. Trent hasn't put the performances in to warrant the title of best in the world this season. That's what I want to see. Like, yes, I think, you know, he's going to want to prove a point. Prove a point to us. Prove a point to us that you are the player that we've seen for the last 3 or 4 years. Prove to us that this was just a bad form and not you being a bad player. And I think we'd all agree, we're not thinking he's a bad player. We do think he's one of the best players in world football, one of the most talented players that Liverpool have got. Now I want him to prove it to the fans that he can do that. And I don't care if it's for England. I don't care if it's really for the fans. Just want him to play like I know he can, which would be lovely. Jota and the nine help Salah tuck in and get his goals. Jota gels our forward line, says D. Pearce. Michael McGuinness doesn't need to prove himself to us. We know he's the best. Fair play. Jota and Carvalho need to start if they're fit and healthy. So Gargoyle Blaster. So there you go. We have blasted through the starting 11 prediction show. It is Liverpool Brighton this weekend. That's my starting 11. What's your starting 11? Let me know in the comment section. And we are so close to 500,000 subscribers. It's been 12 years. 12 years. Come on. Please, if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, click the subscribe button underneath. It doesn't cost you anything. It just makes me, a fat guy with blonde hair and glasses, a little bit happier. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Ciao.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.